Welcome back to the show. We're diving into Amazon's Q4 2025 earnings, and if you thought they were just an e-commerce giant, think again. The numbers are out, and AWS is stealing the spotlight.
Indeed. While the overall picture looks solid, with net sales up 14% to $213.4 billion, the real story is where that growth is concentrated. It's not just about selling more Prime items anymore.
Exactly. Overall operating income jumped to $25 billion, even with some pretty significant special charges. But here's the thing that blew my mind. AWS segment sales shot up 24% year-over-year.
24%. That's a significant acceleration, especially for a business of its scale. I keep coming back to that figure because it's their fastest growth in 13 quarters. So the real question is, what's driving that specific momentum now?
Wait, actually, let me back up for a second. It's not just growth, it's profitability too. AWS operating income hit $12.5 billion, up from $10.6 billion. Think of it this way: AWS is increasingly carrying the load. And this is where it gets wild. CEO Andy Jassy explicitly called out AWS's growth, advertising, and even their chips business growing in triple digits. He attributed it directly to innovating at a rapid rate and solving customer problems.
Solving customer problems, yes, but specifically which problems? We're seeing a clear pivot towards AI. The announcement mentions a slew of new AWS agreements with major players like OpenAI and Visa, all hinting at AI infrastructure demands.
You got it. Picture this: they're custom chips. Trainium and Graviton now have a combined annual revenue run rate of over $10 billion, and they're growing at a triple-digit percentage year-over-year. That's not small potatoes.
Okay, but let's stress test that for a second. Are these chips actually making a difference, or is it just the general AI gold rush? Trainium 2 is fully subscribed, powering Bedrock and Project Rainier, which Anthropic is using to train Claude. That's concrete usage.
Absolutely. And they're not stopping. Trainium 3 is delivering production workloads, and nearly all supply is expected to be committed by mid-2026. Then Trainium 4 is on the horizon for 2027, promising 6 times the compute performance.
So they're not just selling existing capacity, they're aggressively pushing the next generation of hardware, which suggests very high demand. But what about the software layer? How are they making these complex AI models accessible?
That's where Bedrock comes in. They've added over 20 fully managed models from everyone, including Amazon Nova, Google, OpenAI, and Anthropic. It's about letting customers test and switch models without rewriting code.
The part nobody's talking about is Nova Forge, empowering organizations to pre-train optimized variants of Nova with their own proprietary data. That's a powerful lock-in for enterprises, not just offering a menu of pre-built models.
And they're going full steam ahead into AI agents. Nova Act for building and managing reliable AI agents for UI-based workflows. Then there's Agent Core, providing infrastructure building blocks for secure, scalable agents.
Agent Core's policy, evaluations, and memory features are crucial for managing the risks of autonomous agents. But what if we flip that? The more autonomous these agents become, the more critical the guardrails.
Absolutely. Those are crucial questions. Shifting gears slightly, Jassy announced they expect to invest about $200 billion in capital expenditures across Amazon in 2026. $200 billion!
That's an eye-watering figure, and they explicitly state it's for seminal opportunities like AI, chips, robotics, and low Earth orbit satellites. This isn't just maintaining status quo, it's a massive expansion play.
It explains the free cash flow decrease, which was down to $11.2 billion for the trailing 12 months, driven by a $50.7 billion increase in property and equipment purchases. That's a direct investment in this AI future.
I keep coming back to that decrease in free cash flow. While operating cash flow increased, the sheer scale of investment means they're burning through cash to build this next generation of infrastructure. The pressure for these investments to yield returns will be immense.
Beyond AWS, they're weaving AI into everything. Rufus, their AI shopping assistant, was used by 300 million plus customers and delivered nearly $12 billion in incremental annualized sales last year. That's real revenue.
So the AI isn't just for developers and enterprises. It's directly impacting their core retail business. But what about the other segments? Are they keeping pace, or is AWS just pulling all the weight?
Well, Prime delivery speeds hit records globally, with nearly 70% more items delivered same day in the U.S. And their content plays, like Thursday Night Football and NBA on Prime, saw record viewership. Then there's Alexa Plus, now available as a standalone subscription, offering new capabilities like answering Ring doorbells and more ways to shop. It shows a push to monetize the smart home ecosystem more aggressively.
But what if we flip that? Are these other segments just window dressing for the AWS story? The retail growth, while solid, isn't the explosive number we see from cloud or AI. It feels like AWS is the engine driving the entire future narrative.
I think you're right. Amazon is clearly betting the farm on AI, with AWS at the absolute core of that strategy. The Q4 results underscore that this isn't just talk, it's massive, tangible investment.
Here is what bugs me about that. The sheer scale of the capital expenditure means the pressure for these AI initiatives to deliver substantial, measurable returns in the next few years is going to be astronomical. It's a high-stakes gamble.
It certainly is. A fascinating quarter and a clear signal of where Amazon believes its future lies. We'll be watching to see how those $200 billion in investments play out.